It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill directly below our studio here is well worth a visit, well worth popping in. Great food. The smell from the kitchen every day is unbelievable when we're coming up here. But anyway, the food is fantastic. Great menu. They do carvery at the weekends, and it's just a great place to pop into. The White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. Now, let me read a message that we got into our inbox over the weekend. And it says the following. This should be debated on your show. Did you see the anti-Muslim protest in town last week? And it goes on to say, I'm sick of the far-right scaremongering, simple-minded people, but telling them that Muslims are trying to take over Ireland and turn it into an Islamic state. How stupid are people to believe this? I'm not Muslim, but I work with many of them, and I can tell you this. It's all lies. They have no desire to take over Ireland. It is nonsense. Nor do they want to bring in Sharia law into Ireland. They came here to get away from that. Are people that stupid that they're believing this takeover nonsense? You need to tackle this and call out these morons. And that is from a lady called Sandra, who emailed us over the weekend. Our email address, for those of you who'd like us to bring up something on the show, is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Now, this is one of these things that you hear in far-right circles, that Muslims are trying to take over Ireland, that they want to bring in Sharia law into this country.
I don't know why they would, because my understanding is that most Muslims, now I know a lot of Muslim people, I've been around a lot of Muslim people, I've never ever heard them. Now, you guys will say, oh, well, they're not going to say it to you. But I've never heard any Muslim person say we want to take over Ireland. And I assume that most Muslim people have come to this country because they want to get away from the strict Sharia law and they want to come here to have a bit of freedom.
I mean, I think some certainly have.
I mean, I know one Muslim fellow works in a restaurant in the city centre, is living here 25 years. And when he arrived here, he was a strict Muslim, didn't drink, didn't smoke. You know, and when he came over here, he just lived the life of an Irishman. He was drinking, smoking, gambling, the whole lot. And that's the reason he came here. I'm going to say something. I'm going to be very short and concise about this. Here's what I'm going to say. If you believe that Muslims, and by the way, if you want to see what Sandra's talking about, all you have to do is go on to Twitter. Now, I know Twitter isn't a good indication of public opinion because it's a very small minority of bigoted people who are on Twitter. But if you search for Ireland Islam on Twitter, yeah, you will see posts all relating to this. The Irish are being taken over by Muslims. Get Islam out of Ireland. Ireland belongs to the Irish. Now, what I would say to people like that, there's too many mosques in Ireland, says another person. Can you find out how many mosques actually are
there's
in Ireland?
Not very many.
No, I don't think there are. Ireland has been overrun by mosques. Now, the thing is, there are mosques in Ireland because Muslim people need somewhere to go
to worship
and pray. I don't have a problem with that. There's Catholic churches in Muslim countries. I don't see that. But this whole thing, get Islam out of Ireland. Ireland belongs to the Irish. You can be Irish and Muslim, literally.
Yeah, of course you can. Like, I could convert to Islam tomorrow and become a Muslim tomorrow.
Yeah. So to say that all Muslim people aren't even Irish, there are loads and loads of Irish people who are actually Muslim. Excuse me, if you're claiming that Muslims are trying to take over Ireland, the Muslim population of Ireland is 1.62%.
Mm-hmm. There's about, well, from our last census, 82,000 people identified as Muslim. Now, we can maybe bump that up a little bit because that was in 2022. Let's say there's 100,000, okay? Yeah. Let's say there's 100,000 Muslims in Ireland.
So say 2%. Say if it's not that high, but say 2%, yeah? So out of every 100 people that you line in front of you, only two of those people are Muslim. So if they're trying to take over Ireland, they're not doing a very good job at it, are they?
No, and I don't know how 100,000 people are going to take over the whole country of 5.5 million or whatever the population
is. So here's the point that I'm going to throw back at people, okay? This is what I'm going to say to you. If you are claiming, and by the way, don't come on us with false narratives and false facts about, they always come up with the same things, yeah? I wouldn't be able to build a church in a Muslim country. The vast majority of Muslim countries, and I'm sick of saying this to the back of my teeth, the vast majority of Muslim countries do have Catholic churches in them. One exception would be Saudi Arabia, which is probably the most strict Muslim country in the world. But any other Muslim country, you're a well-travelled man.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to Catholic churches in many Muslim countries.
Yep, I have.
So don't come at us with bollocks, okay? Don't come at us with bollocks. But here's the thing. If you believe that Muslims, are trying to take over Ireland, which a lot of the far right do believe. If you believe that, prove it to me. Where is your proof? That's all I want. All I want is proof, okay? If you're going to make a statement like that, all I want is proof. If you believe that that is happening, you can't just say, oh, I believe it's happening. What is your proof that Muslims, and where is the evidence of it? Because I don't see any evidence of it, do you?
No, not really, no.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good morning, Adrian and Bobblehead. How are we getting on?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. Well, Muslims are trying to take over Ireland is a load of rubbish. Discuss.
Discuss, of course there is until it happens. I said this before, dear boys. The marches that were done, I sent you the speech of mine. What did he say outside the Central Bank? Jeremy, what did he say?
Now, I saw that clip and I'm going to try and...
What did he say?
I'm trying to find the clip. Jesus, Jonathan. And I would send it to Adrian. And this is a clip. I don't know the context of this clip. I just know from what a good few people sent it to us. And when was it recorded, do we know, Jonathan?
It was recorded at the Central Bank when they were protesting, when they were stopped going out to the GPO.
Okay, so this is only from a couple of weeks ago, is it?
Yes. Now, you can keep reverting back to the numbers, Jeremy, but you look at the Muslim population in England and you look at all the small towns in England that have been taken over by Muslims with a small population of them. So, like I said, boys, I'm not going to keep getting wound up over this because all you can see it happening is what I keep telling
you. Okay, there's a difference between having a number of... if you like, communities with an Islamic population, there's a complete difference between that and a takeover of the country. I mean, that's what a lot of people are peddling. Rubbish like they want to take over Ireland.
Rubbish.
They want to bring in Sharia law into this country.
I keep saying to you, time over numbers and democracy, Adrian. I keep saying this to you. I don't know why you keep ignoring what I keep saying to you. Just keep on talking to me like you ask a question, I give you an answer, and then you don't listen to a bit of the thing I said to you.
But what is the proof?
Time plus numbers. But what do you mean, what is the proof? I told you, have you looked across to England at all? At all?
We're not England. This is Ireland.
No, but that's happening in England. The closest one to us, Adrian. You're talking about towns with populations of like 1%, 2% Muslims that are taking over the cities. That's happening all across England. You look back across Europe, Adrian, it's happening all over the place. So like I said, I'm not going to keep banging my head against the drum with you still about this because you, Jeremy Stroud, right? Oh, the far right. That lad openly said that Ireland was their country now and they are more Irish than we are. Is he far right? Is he anything but what? He's not an invader. He's not a conquestor. What is he? He's not a standard Muslim lad that wants to go and pray to Muhammad. He's actually talking about taking over this country, and he's not the only one saying it. I'm sick telling you. I'm listening to imams. I'm listening to leaders of these churches, and this is what they're saying. So do I not believe them?
Okay, sorry. Now, just the clip here, and I'm just listening to us. I want to hear exactly what he said. I'm going to hear this in my headphones. So this was recorded. Yeah. You can see he's standing on the steps of the... Is that the Central Bank?
The old Central Bank.
The old Central Bank. And this is our country, he says. This is our land. We love Ireland more than any other Irish. Now that is what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. Did anyone do him? Did anyone say hold on for a second? No, they did not. They cheered for it. So that's all. I can't continue having this argument with you, like, because you got to just keep denying it's happening. But
okay, hang on. Let me just play the audio from that video. Hang on.
This is our country. This is our land. We love Ireland more than any other Irish.
Then what is wrong with that?
You don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, you're on very, very different levels of thinking in this country. If you don't see anything wrong with that, that's all I can say to you.
That somebody who now lives in this country is declaring his love for this country.
he's not declared his love for this country. That's not how I see it. That's how you see it. That's how I don't hear it like that. That's not the way I hear it. That's how you hear it. It's not how I hear it. I hear what he's saying. And he said it out loud. And nobody disputed it. Nobody said, oh, hold on, no.
Hang on, Jonathan. What did he say that was so wrong? Explain it to me like I'm a two-year-old.
It's his country. It's our country. It's not their country. Who gave them this country? Did you give it to them?
But if this man lives here, which he clearly does, I'm going to play it again.
This is our country. This is our land. We love Ireland more than any other Irish.
Maybe I'm being.
No, I can see where Jonathan's coming. He shouldn't be saying he loves Ireland more than the Irish, and he can't speak.
He's not the only one saying it.
He probably loves Ireland more than some of the Irish who make a show of us.
Would he die for it? Would he stand and die for his country? Would he stand there and die for his country?
We don't know the man from Adam. I've never met that man. I don't know anything about him.
I can't keep having. Like I said, to my mind, like I said, there's no way you on all this.
Jonathan. Again,
I asked for a second because I have to go now because I'm going back to work to pay for all this invasion again. But Jeremy, like I said, you're a journalist, right?
Okay, you want me to watch it?
I don't want you to watch it. I will listen to it. Just do so. And if anything he says is wrong, come back and slate me, okay? It's all there. And what's worse than it all, Jeremy, look, like I said, that's how I feel about it. That's what I think is happening. You know, I have my reason for it.
Finish up, you believe that Ireland is being slowly but surely taken over.
With a view to what, by the way?
Taken over by Muslims. You believe that
and foreigners in general.
And foreigners in general.
With a view to what? Do they want to turn it into a Muslim state? Is that...
You tell me, Jeremy. You're the journalist.
No, but I'm not the one making the suggestion. Why do you think Muslims want to take over Ireland? What do they want to do?
Because again, all I can say to you, Jeremy, is look back to England and then people are coming to this country now. That's all I can say to you. All across Europe.
Any of the Muslims I know living in Ireland just want to get up and work during the day and work in the hospitals and go home to their wives at night. That's all they want to do. They've no desire.
A lot of them do, Jeremy, but like I said before, look, he said it out loud. Like I said, to my mind, I can see it coming.
Okay, so how many TDs in the Dáil are Muslim?
At the minute, none.
There was one.
How many councillors now in the country are foreign nationals and Muslim, Jeremy, that are going in local politics and all that? They start on the ground up. You can't just jump straight in. Like, you know, this takes time. I keep telling you, time plus numbers, boom, democracy. But we'll see what happens. And if I'm wrong, I hope I'm wrong.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
You despair when you hear this sort of talk.
I do, because Jonathan there is just a loud-mouth idiot. Like you, Jeremy, were saying, Muslim population in Ireland is only less than 2%. So these claims that Muslims are taking over the country, it's just a load of crap put up by the far right to get idiots to believe it, putting up lies and misinformation, making up claims about the UK when the far right are a problem in the UK, about Sweden, where a friend of mine who's lived in Sweden all his life, I've asked him about what's been going on there. He has told me outright that the far right element in Sweden are the problem, not foreigners like some claim. So people like Jonathan are just uneducated, saying the same crap that far-right bigoted terrorists have said in the past who went on to do killing sprees, like the guy who did the Christchurch shootings in New Zealand, who was Islamophobic. He put up Islamophobic crap saying about, oh, they're there to replace us, and he went on to kill dozens of innocent people in terrorist attacks.
So, when you hear people claiming, like Jonathan and people like him, that this is a slow process, but that Muslims are intent on taking over Ireland, that's their MO, if you like, what do you say to people like that?
You are just a bunch of uneducated idiots who need to listen to the facts. Muslims are not here to take over the country like you've seen, to think like you've believed by falling for these lies that bigots put up. Muslims are here to just live their lives and practice their religion in peace, like people of all faiths who come here who want to just live in peace and practice their religion without fear of bigotry and intolerance. Like, I have a friend from college who has done volunteer work helping feed the homeless in this country as a Muslim. She got attacked by a bigot on the But, okay, that kind of horrible behaviour by Biggs, just unacceptable. Somebody who is doing more to help the homeless. And a lot of these bigots who keep saying, help the homeless, help the homeless. Yet they never do a damn thing to help the homeless at all. They just keep using it as an excuse to be bigots. I swear to God, if I read this country, all these bigots would be in for a damn rude awakening. The hammer will be coming down on them.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Anthony. I don't want to know specifically where you live, but do you live in the suburbs of Dublin or a housing estate somewhere or whatever?
I live in Dublin. This is as far as I'm going to say. I live in Dublin.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Do you be in the city centre much?
I go in the city centre a good bit. I went there a lot when I was in college.
Okay, but you're probably not in there lately. So the argument that people are making is you're probably very far removed from what's the reality that's going on in the city centre. And that if you see protests in the city centre involving Muslim people, they're quite numerous, aren't they, Adrian? Like, there are a lot of Muslim people in Dublin City.
Well, a lot of Muslim people have gone to help feed the homeless, like the Muslim Sisters of Iron.
I think they do an absolutely brilliant job, and you'll never hear anybody mention those, and they're out every single night of the week. As you said, Anto, they're out every single night feeding
homeless
people.
The Muslim Sisters of Era, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant work. You'll never hear them getting praise from certain people, sure you won't?
No, you won't. And they do.
That's why my friend who worked in that group was attacked by a bigoted Islamophobic on a bus, like I mentioned before. That happened to her. She works with that group.
Okay, so you believe that anybody who claims that Muslims are trying to take over Ireland are nothing but morons, basically, which is what Sandra said.
They are a bunch of uneducated, brain-dead idiots falling for lies and misinformation on social media, and they make me ashamed to be Irish. Like, you had one of these protests a few weeks ago, these far-right scum, they were openly making the Nazi salute in broad daylight with the Irish flag, and they were making that salute of hatred, intolerance, and just horrible carry on. That makes me ashamed to be Irish. Not only you've comments here on Facebook there against me, these damn bigots, they cannot stand the fact that I am speaking the truth and that their lies are being shown for what they are, just lies, and they can't handle the truth. They rather believe the lies and be bigots and full of hatred.
Do me a favour, Anthony, stay on the line there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in more of your opinions. This is Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. You say they're not here to take over. Maybe they're not. The numbers are small. Just go out to England and have a look what they've done out there, lads. Open your eyes. Go to Bradford, Leeds, Rochdale, Manchester, parts of London. Okay, you won't see a European person in them. Okay, there's 88 Sharia courts already set up in England. Okay, it's the biggest population outside of Saudi Arabia. And here's one for you, Jeremy. Take a look at Lebanon. See what the Lebanon was like before they let the Palestinian people in, okay? It was the Riviera of the Middle East. Did some of the best Christian colleges in the world there. Guess what? They took their neighbours in and they've destroyed their country. Okay, it took them 20 years to outbreed the Lebanese people. So get some of your facts straight. It's great that you're all anti-Irish, though. Just remember, it was the Irish that went to the clubs and got to use your work and paid to go in and see you. Muslim people didn't. There's 300 pubs a week closing over in England. Guess where most of them are closing down? What areas? Have a wild guess, Jeremy. But it's great to see you are still carrying on with that narrative. All Irish people are bad and we're all racist and we don't belong in this country. We don't own this piece of land that we have. But fair play, just remember, it's the Irish that got used to where you are, not the Muslim population.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Can we just address that before the break there, Jay's message? Jay, you must be listening to a different podcast. I'm certainly not anti-Irish. I'm one of the proudest Irish people.
Likewise.
Secondly, I've never said that all Irish people are racist. Never said that. Again, rewind back the podcast and you can say that. All I simply said, why do people hear things that aren't said?
Weren't actually said.
All I said was, and I'll repeat it again slowly in case people misheard me, okay, or misquoted me. All I said was, if you believe that Muslims are trying to take over Ireland, give me the evidence. And evidence isn't, oh, look at Bradford or look at Birmingham. I want evidence This is from this country. I want evidence. That's all I ask for. Not ask for. It's not rocket science. Just give me evidence that you have personally, or you have a recording of a group of Muslim men in Ireland saying, we can't wait until the Sharia lawyer, we want to take over. That's all I'm looking for. It's no conspiracy theory. All I want is a bit of evidence.
Sandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sandra?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you? How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to state that there was a lad on here and you were talking about some topic the other day. And one lad who's in your comments turned around and he said that he's living in Dublin anyway, that he has Muslims living beside him, and he went to put an Irish flag out on his fencing or his window or whatever it was, and the Gardaí came and they told him that they had to take it down in respect of the Muslims. And that's all I had. Yeah.
And do you believe that? Now, I remember seeing that comment as well. It was actually pointed out to me by Air Amanda. Now, do you believe, just to reiterate the story that you just gave, because I saw that in the comments, that he heard, anytime I heard from a mate, you know, he heard from a mate that someone in the housing estate in Dublin put up an Irish flag, which you're entitled to do, and the guards came along and knocked on this is what we're to believe, they knocked on this fella's door, sorry, if you don't mind taking down that Irish flag because the Muslims next door are offended. Now, I would take that story with less than a pinch of salt. I would not believe
no salt.
I would not, literally no salt, salt free. Do you believe that, Sandra, that actually happened?
I don't believe it because I have Muslims living, two doors down from me. I get on brilliant with them. And anytime...
They couldn't Ireland give a... And pardon my friend, Sandra, couldn't give a fuck, pardon my friend.
Exactly. They
don't care about Christmas trees and shopping. People want to spread that narrative that they do care. They couldn't give a fiddler's that we celebrate Christmas. They don't care about Easter eggs. They just want to get on with their lives.
They just want to get on with their lives because I actually work with a Muslim. And she is the loveliest lady going. Now, as I said it in the comments as well, that we have a mosque here in Athlone, and I knew nothing of it at the time. But when I seen these people in their mosque clothes walking down the street, I went, isn't that fascinating? It was actually the loveliest thing to actually see. I absolutely loved them. I went, hello, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And when I was in the UK last week, of course, I got lost in London airport. One of the guys that works there went to shake his hand and he said, sorry, I can't shake your hand because I'm Muslim. But I respected him for that. And I said, thank you very much for telling me that. And he respected me for actually respecting his wishes. You know what I mean?
So the bottom line is you believe that a lot of these stories, like that flag story, are being made up to, I suppose, incite hatred against Muslims.
Of course it is. No, but there is one thing that I will say, and I have said it in the comments as well. Now, with the Department of Education, they are bringing different religions into the classroom. Now, just for me, I was brought up a Catholic and I was, maybe 7 years of age, still going to school or whatever. In my opinion, they should not bring different religions into the class without the parents' permission to say, right, you don't mind if we teach about Muslims in the class and your child being present. My mother didn't want it at the time, she could have turned around and said, no, I don't want my daughter in that class while this is being taught. Then they say, right, you can take her out for the day. You know.
Now, why anybody wouldn't want their child to learn about different religions is beyond me. And this is nothing new. My kids went to an Educate Together school and they learned about all different religions, which is great.
My son has a group of friends and no two are the same religion. He has a friend who's a Sikh. He has two friends who are Muslim. He has a Presbyterian friend. And my son's always Catholic. But you know, just going back to that story that you said there, the problem about that story, anybody with a modicum of intelligence would hear that story that you said, Sandra, and go, that's bollocks, because it is bollocks. The guards aren't going to call to a door and ask you to take down an Irish flag. About a year ago on Twitter, there was a similar story that someone posted up saying that a church on the South Circular Road, because I remember I responded to them and they blocked me on Twitter because they knew I'd call them out. They were claiming that a church on the South Circular Road was told to not ring the Angelus at 6 o'clock anymore because they didn't want to offend Muslims. Because you know the South Circular Road, huge Muslim population. So the church were told, stop ringing the Angelus at 6 o'clock because you will offend the Muslims. Now, that's, again, that story is, what is it, Adrian?
No. Bollocks.
Absolute
bollocks.
It's a lot
of bollocks. Excuse the grammar. It is a lot of bollocks. I do not believe that they're trying to take over this country. And I'm sorry for the people in the comments that don't like what I say. But as you and Adrian turned around and said, that they're not trying to take over the country. They want to come over here and, you know, to create in peace.
Well, I only said that about the ones. I can't speak for every 90,000 of them.
No, I know you can't.
I'm just saying from my experience, any Muslims I know, they don't go on about world domination or anything like that. They just came here because they want to work, they like the country, and they want to pay their way and just get on. And I said, they're not offended by Christmas, they're not offended by having Christmas trees in your houses, they're not offended by you flying an Irish flag out,
and they don't want to bring in dolls to chop your hands off either.
Well, maybe some of them do. There possibly will be some.
It's never going to happen.
Maybe we should have hand chopping.
Brenda has been in touch with us.
Hi guys, there were two new sculptures unveiled last week at the south entrance to Drogheda Town, just beside Southgate Shopping Centre. They were designed by a local sculptor and artist, and a lot of thought and work went into them. The historical symbol for Drogheda, and it's on the Drogheda United jerseys, is a star and crescent, and the artist incorporated this at the top of each sculpture. And of course, ever since, there has been nothing but nonsense and absolute bullshit being spouted, and hatred being spouted on social media, saying that the sculptures, the star and crescent at the top of them, is a nod to Islam and they are Islamic symbols. You know, like over the weekend, then somebody went to some Egypt, went to the trouble of, I don't know how he got to the top of it because it's quite high, and he draped a tricolour and Irish flag over one of the symbols, and there has just been outrage. The artist, the sculptor herself, is apparently distraught, and she feels there's a witch hunt against her, but she incorporated the symbol because it dates back to the Ottoman Empire, and Drogheda was gifted many years ago, King John, he was gifted some gifts from the Ottoman Empire, and as a result, the Star and Crescent became part of Drogheda's symbol. So, you know, there's just a prime example of Islamic and hate and pure racism. It's just shameful, an absolute shame on those scum who put the Irish flag over one of the star and crescent symbols. Okay, thanks guys.
All right, thanks very much indeed. And
those same clowns, by the way, that crest is on the Drogheda football crest. So those same clowns, brain dead morons, who covered up that statue, probably support Drogheda United and go there and don't even realise it's on their crest as well.
Who am I going to now? Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lads. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, Martin, what do you want to say on this?
Just Jeremy there, he's on about looking for evidence. And you go, oh, you can't say, look at Bradford, look at Luton. Well, all right, look at places in France. Let's look at places in Sweden. Let's look at other places in Germany. You look at that blueprint, it's coming here, lads.
What's coming here?
An absolute influx of Islam, political Islam. It's going to start. Like you say, look at the proof. It's coming here. We're in our infancy in this country when it comes to mass immigration. Really and truly, we are. And look what's happening. Like in the United Kingdom, the Islamic demographic has gone up 44% in the last 10 years. And you say, oh, they're going to outbreed us. These lot breed like rabbits. They breed of their own. Like, there's a bill there to stop them marrying their cousins and breeding with their cousins. And UK politicians, they're kicking off. Hold on a minute. Something not right here. Now, I do think it's a bit far when they say they're coming to take over. But what is happening is they're expecting us to bend our way of life to suit their culture.
But I don't think they are, to be honest with you, Martin. As I said, they're very accepting of, you know, they don't. Have you ever seen a Muslim protest in Ireland about Christmas? Get rid of Christmas, get rid of Christmas trees.
No, but there's not yet.
Oh, well, you think that's coming?
Well, what I think is coming is going to be schools that aren't allowed to do Christmas plays, that aren't going allowed to do Easter celebrations.
But no, school, there are schools that don't do that.
Yeah, and
Educate Together schools don't do nativities.
And in my opinion, religion...
So I'm not on about Educate Together schools, I'm on about...
No, but in my
Catholic schools.
In my opinion, religion shouldn't be in schools at all.
That's another debate.
Yeah, it is another debate.
No, but Mom,
that's another podcast.
Yeah, but hang on, Mark. My kids go to a Catholic school and they do nativity plays. Nobody's going to... And in fact, there's lots of Muslim children in my son's Catholic school. They just don't do religion and they don't get involved. And, you know, we can all live in peace together. Like, it's not them and us. But this whole narrative, and there's another woman on our Facebook page, Christine McDermott. And you're invited onto the show, Christine, and Amanda invites you on. She's saying, and this is what she said in that day, as in the Muslims don't want us to celebrate Christmas anymore. Where did you get that bollocks from?
Well, they probably don't. Like, what? You look, lads,
No, hang on, Martin.
Like, Google is free, lads, for fuck's sake.
Martin, do you believe that Muslims here in Ireland, 100,000 of them, would like to start a campaign to stop us celebrating Christmas? Would you get a grip?
Did I say they're going to start a campaign to stop us celebrating Christmas?
But you're saying...
They would much prefer if we didn't. Like, what part can you not understand, lads?
I have never seen any evidence to suggest that Muslims living here in Ireland object to Christmas celebrations. Never.
Yeah, because there's not that many of them, lads. Wait till they start fucking breeding like rabbits. Like, as I said to you, Google is free. You can see what's happening over all Europe where there's high Islamic immigration. It's free. Just do it. Jeremy says, I don't have the time. It's amazing that you have the time to look at stuff that suits your own narrative, but when it suits the truth and something that's actually happening and something that I'd be afraid of, I'm afraid growing up, my kids growing up into this, like we moved over here to get away from this shit and now it's just fucking following.
So, right, so
and
you're now worried that within your children's lifetimes we're going to be living in the Islamic Republic of Ireland.
No, but what I'm going to say is it's going to be very dangerous out there for them when they're growing up. Like, you just, lads, like, look at London. It's an absolute fucking shit show. Like, look at all, like...
And whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
It's the government's fault.
Yeah, it's the government's fault.
It's
actually not. It's the government's fault for colonising half the planet and then having to take people into their country. Like Ireland or Pakistan.
I have to back Adrian up there. It always makes me laugh, Martin, when British people...
Give out about foreigners in their country.
You literally rape and pillaged every country that you could lay your hands on back to your empire.
Yeah, but Nobody is denying that, but it doesn't mean it should be happening now.
British people have a very 25. British people have a very selective memory of what happened with the Empire and the horrors that the Empire...
I don't have a selective memory. I'm open to what happened, lad.
I know you're fairly open-minded, but a lot don't. And what I'm saying is, you all went to all these countries, raped and pillaged the lands, took all the goods back from the country and all the riches back from the country, and then you moan when people want to come into your country. I mean... Give us a break. You know what I mean?
Answer me that question. Who did the Irish colonise?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Where did Sweden colonise anyone?
The point here, again, Martin, I'm going to come back to...
Yeah, again, you can't answer that question.
No, I'm going to come back to the belief that Muslims are taking over. Do you believe a time will come that we will be living in the Islamic Republic of Ireland?
I believe there'll be a time that will come where there's lots of towns and counties around Ireland that will be predominantly Muslim. And therefore, they'll have their own, they'll have Sharia law courts in them. You think that's daft? It's happening. There'll be their own schools, everything like that. The schools in the UK that weren't allowed to celebrate Easter because teachers thought, now again, this, I'm not saying that there was complaints from Muslim parents, but the teachers thought, the government thought, it was a good idea not to celebrate Easter because of community cohesion. Like, lads, look at the fucking grooming gangs that were going on. Children, you're about British people raping people across the world.
No, I didn't mean rape as in sexual rape. I meant raping and pillaging what they did to the countries. I didn't mean Literally.
This is sexual rape, lads, it's going
on. I agree with you. There's
covered
a huge...
Covered up by Keir Starmer and his fucking cronies.
Martin, we're agreeing with you. There's a huge, huge issue with these grooming gangs in the United Kingdom. And luckily, I don't think we have it here already, and I hope we don't have it here.
Do you want it to come here, lads?
Who would want it to come here, Martin? Seriously,
well, we need to start closing the door.
Let me just go back to Anthony. I know you're still there. Anthony, what do you make of what you're hearing here?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Martin is just saying a bunch of absolute bullcrap and bullshit. It is idiotic comments. He is an uneducated man.
I'm more educated than you are, aren't I? What did I say?
Let's see. You may claim that Sweden didn't colonize anywhere. In the past, they had a large kingdom, an empire that gradually fell apart over the century. So that is one thing you are wrong about. You are an educated, idiotic man.
I asked the question, did Sweden colonize anyone? That's the question I asked, because I didn't know. Then you asked the question,
You had a large empire at one point, you absolute idiot.
So what else did I say? Did I say that there was no fucking British Empire, you clown? Let me ask you a question.
I was talking about Sweden, how they did have a large kingdom at one point.
What else did I say that was bullshit?
Will you shut up and let me actually speak?
Well, she won't answer the right fucking question.
You won't let me actually speak. You keep talking over me.
You keep...
Let's see, you're making up lies about Europe, about Sweden, about the UK. The far right are a problem in Sweden and the UK and in France and in Germany. You clearly just ignore that because it doesn't suit your narrative. Ignore the facts that the far right are becoming. When you shut up and let me actually speak, I'm telling you what you're lying about, bastard.
Let him finish.
You are lying.
About what?
You're making up lies about Muslims being the problem in Europe when it's the far right who are the problem in Europe.
Well, Anthony, you can't deny the grooming gangs. You've seen videos all over Europe. Don't bury your head in the sand completely about what's going on as well. Have you not? Do you look at any videos online?
I know what's been happening, that the far right are rising in Germany, in France, in Sweden, in the UK. I see what's been happening, that they've been rising up and causing trouble. We've seen it.
Okay, so you believe that the biggest trouble in Europe is a far-right movement, but is it not a case that the far-right movement has grown in direct proportion to the amount of foreigners coming into Europe? That's what's fueling this far-right sentiment.
The far-right sentiment being grown by bigotry, intolerance, hatred, misinformation being caused by Russia to cause destabilization and chaos in Western Europe. Because that's what Putin wants. He wants Western Europe in chaos. He wants us to turn against each other and just fall apart. That's what Putin wants. That's his long-term goal, to cause instability and chaos in Western Europe. He would love to see the likes of NATO and the European Union just fall apart.
Stay there for a second, Anthony. I want to bring in, Martin, I've been asked to play this message for you.
Hi, guys. I've been hearing comments there about, some people there saying that if you have a majority of Muslims running a country, it'll all be Sharia law and everything. Well, here's a question for them. Do they have any idea what the largest Muslim populated country in the world is? The answer is Indonesia. About 87% of the population of Indonesia is Muslim, yet there's no Sharia law Muslim. It's actually a fully secular, democratic country where everybody's religion, race or creed is guaranteed in their constitution.
And Henry, you're dead right about that. And the point I'm sure you're making is that Muslims can be extremely tolerant people, and that country actually proves that point. Do you want to respond to that, Martin?
Yeah, that's one country out of how many Muslim countries across the world. Like, you look at Saudi Arabia, look at Qatar, look at all them countries. Sharia law is in full swing. Pakistan, like, you can say one thing about one country, But, you know, you can interpret Islam in many ways. Like, you can interpret every religion in different ways. So I wouldn't, like, that's just a daft way of thinking, because you look at all the Islamic immigration into all these countries across Europe, they're all doing the same thing. And not a lot of them come from Indonesia. It's all from Pakistan. It's all from Afghanistan.
Let me ask you the question again, Martin. Do you honestly believe that in 50 years' time that we will have beheadings on O'Connell Street for people found guilty of crimes, that we'll have women being stoned to death for having affairs while married? Do you can you see that happening on O'Connell?
I think in 50 years' time, if things go on like that, we'll certainly be outnumbered. If not, it'll be very close to 50-50. That's because honest truth. And if you can't see that, look at the figures. Like,
out of 100,000 people, that's how many Muslims are in Ireland, 100,000. And they are going to take over the country.
As of now, yeah. I'm sure we've still got an open border policy. And that's then when you go into the convert and then the revert and wait till he gets into prisons. Like, Jesus Christ, lads. You really need to open your eyes and look what's going on.
But why would a Muslim, say a Muslim man, 35 years of age, why would he want to live under Sharia law in Ireland? Surely they came here to get away from the strict rules of Sharia law.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But there's a lot of people out there that think it's the best way to go. Like, I mean, I see all, like, it's a bit off topic, but I see all these absolute knobheads going around, like, the Palestine protests with rainbow flags. Like, do they realise, like, Joe, this is a country that voted for gay marriage. Like, that would be out the fucking window.
No, I do. I agree with you there.
You know what I mean?
I do find it bizarre when you see posters like Queers for Palestine and stuff like that, because your average gay person wouldn't last 5 seconds in Palestine, because they weren't, to say the least, they weren't very LGBTQ friendly. And I do get that. But I just find it bizarre that you do think we'd have beheadings on O'Connell Street in 50 years.
Did I say that?
Well, you said there's a chance.
I said we'll be out. I didn't say there'd be beheadings in O'Connell. I said we'll be outnumbered as Irish people. Like, the Muslim population will outnumber everyone else, is what I'm saying. So don't put words into my mouth, lads. Okay. I did not say that.
Okay, but even in the UK, which you keep giving as an example, Martin, the Muslim population in the UK is only 6%. 6%.
Yeah, look at all the fucking hassle they're causing. Look at the pair of fucking wankers that are above in court in Manchester. Look at all the people, all the politicians that come out to say, they were innocent men. Look what's happening now in the trial. Like, for fuck's sake. Like, I mean, you look at Hamza Youssef, right, the former First Minister of Scotland. He stood up in government buildings in Scotland and said there's not enough brown people in high positions in Scotland. Could you imagine if a white person got up and said there's not enough white people, there's too many brown faces? There'd be fucking war.
Okay, Martin, stay with me for a moment. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Amanda just asked me to point this out, because, again, every time Anthony's on, people get upset about it and they're angry about it. And, again, this podcast is called Opinions Matter. I feel like a broken record now, which means, and it's a phone-in-based show, so people come on the air with their opinions, and the opinions you will hear may not be the ones you agree with. But every single person who's complaining about Anthony, you shouldn't have shouted at Martin, by the way. And Martin, I want to apologise on behalf of Anthony for him shouting at you like that. Like, you no need to shout at you.
I couldn't give a fuck what
I know you couldn't, but, like, calm down, Anthony. You can have a debate without shouting. But most of the...
I just like if he answered a question, that was all.
And did you not get an answer to the question? I couldn't hear over all the shouting.
Well, I asked him what lies I said about the Islamic community, and he wouldn't tell me. So he just kept going on about the Swedish having an empire.
No, but my point is, all the people complaining about Anthony, they were all invited onto the show. And guess what, Adrian?
Not one of them is coming
on.
Not
one of them. Yeah. So you're not entitled to an opinion. If you don't want to come on, if you want to sit behind your keyboard and take the easy way out, I don't value that. I'm sorry, because it's a phone-in show.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp, you can do it right now.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
How are things, lads?
Good, not a bother, Keith. What did you want to say on this?
First of all, stop thinking that it'll never happen here. It is happening here. It's happening in every Western country. Now, you listen to these people talk online that's saying, it's saying it out straight what they're coming here for. You destroyed our country. We are going to come here and we are going to destroy you, our country. They're coming here to take our way of life. Right? We put our children in communion dresses, not wedding dresses. I don't want to see child marriages happening here, because in the next 20, 40 years, that's exactly what's going to fucking happen.
Who is going to bring a law in allowing child marriages in this country? When is that going to happen?
How it happens is, you get to coming in, they start kicking up. The locals will go, oh, here, we can't put up with this. They send the women out to say, oh, Islamophobia and afraid of me life. All boys, they're not paying attention to the Irish women now who's afraid of their life. And then they'll say, we'll police the place. We'll go in and we'll do it. There's Sharia law coming in. That's how they bring it in. That's how they get a foothold in. They destroy anything they fucking touch, anywhere they go, for anything but the religion of peace. Anything but it.
So
they
are fucking dangerous. So hang on. Let us talk about Ireland. Do you believe, and I'd love to find out how or why, do you believe that in, I don't know, 50 years, we will be living in the Islamic Republic of Ireland?
Right. These were known as the Celtic Islands going back a couple of hundred years ago, right? Well, over 1,000 years ago. So these islands are a prize to them. They want to rebrand them to Islamic Islands.
The Islamic
England
Islands.
Is one major prize for them to get, because that was once in control of one part of the planet. So that is a major prize for them to get. You think they're going to stop there? No. They want fucking Ireland too. And lo and behold, what's off the west coast of Ireland? Shit, all the fucking oil. But therefore, Ireland is more desirable to them. So they get into local elections first, then they will push and get into the general elections. Once they have their fucking numbers in there, we are fucking screwed. 4 wives, 6 to 7 kids each. Where does that leave the Irish for 1 or 2 kids?
Okay, I still want to know. I mean, you're talking about centuries before a population of 100,000.
I'm talking about 2025. I've been following this in 2014. I know what's been coming across Europe. I've been watching it in fucking slow motion coming across this way. It is happening here. They don't care who knows it now. You have a couple of people you know probably okay about it, but the majority that's coming fucking in, they hate our Western way. If you hate the way we live, you hate the freedom that we have.
Yeah, but hang on, you hate the way they live as well, so it works both ways. Keith, all I'm saying is it works both ways. Would you live in Pakistan, for argument's sake?
I wouldn't be sure.
No, well, there you go. So it's exactly, you hate the way
I just don't want them bringing that bullshit here. They use our democracy against us.
But there is a difference. Sorry, Keith. There is a difference between not liking somebody's way of life, yeah, and then actively taking over the way of life that we have. It's not going to be an easy job, and I think you're completely paranoid to think that it is going to happen anytime soon.
No. Look, at the minute, they're using our freedom of speech to push more laws on us, right? They're pushing. They've seen a video going around England, right? There two lads drinking in the park. You walk up and go, we don't want that here. There's a girl with a mini skirt that's telling our law, she's a whore, she's this and that and all. There's a gay fella standing there, we're not just telling him that he's dirty, he should be dead. You know, and but the woman, the reporter asked him, says, why are you doing this? He's like, this is a free country. And he goes, well, we have the freedom to tell them to cover up. Now, they're using our own freedom of speech and democracy to gain control in this country. And once you have the numbers up, we will not have a fucking day. We will not be able to do nothing about it.
You make us sound extremely weak as a people, Keith, that we'll just roll over and...
It's happening. Listen to these people coming up, all these lessons coming up. They don't believe in borders. They don't believe we should fucking own anything. The biggest laugh you get is the LGBTQ. Like, they're out there queers for Palestine, queers for Islam. Not knowing what them people would do to them if they got them in their own country, if they got a foothold in these countries.
Stay there for a second, Keith. I want to bring in Kashif. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kashif?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this conversation?
I just wanted to say, you know, the things going on against anti-Muslims in Dublin. People think we're going to take over. It's not true. We are very low in numbers, first of all. And secondly, if we're anti-Christ or something, I think if there is anyone anti-Christ or anti-Christianity, it's the Jewish. You can't preach in Jerusalem. They'll spit in your face. You know what I mean? And like being in Pakistan, married to a Catholic woman, 21 years in Ireland, we have loved Ireland and we have always respected Irish people for what they do. We love St. Patrick's Day to celebrate. Our kids loves it, you know. I don't know why people are taking...
Can I ask you then, this sort of anti-Islamic rhetoric, you've obviously been familiar with it. You just heard somebody like Keith saying slowly but surely Muslims are taking over Ireland. What do you say to that?
I don't believe, like, how can you explain how are we going to take over the island? I mean, we are
That's the bit I just can't get my head around. Keith,
we're
is
not
saying,
the government. We're not going to make. We're not the decision makers in the government. You know, all we do is.
In reality, there has only ever been one Muslim TD even in Ireland, and that was back in the 90s. Before we had many Muslims in the country, we had one Muslim TD back in the 90s. And Keith, let me just go back to you. Kashif is saying exactly what I've said. They are a very small population in Ireland. They don't hold any positions of power in this state and are very unlikely to anytime soon. So you're just being paranoid.
Ask him to explain what his clerics are telling the people in the mosque. He won't tell you that. But he will tell. Go on, say what you're going to say there, Kadeesh. Well, ask me, was I ever in a mosque? Go on, ask me. And then say to me, how do you know what's been said in there? Go on, say it.
Were you ever in a mosque?
No, but I've heard the things coming out, but I've seen videos that come out where they're actually speaking out. The things they're speaking about in there.
Again, he's heard. They believe in the word of mouth of someone they don't even know. Like, come on.
You know quite fucking well what's coming across here. He's a coming in fucking numbers. He's a breed like fuck. He's have four wives here. Four fucking wives. And he'll have six or seven kids.
Hang on a sec. Kashif, how many... Hang on, Keith, for a second. Let the man answer. Kashif, how many wives do you have in Ireland?
Only one.
One, yeah. How many children do you have? Because you're breeding like rabbits, apparently. How many children do you have?
Two
children. So pretty much your average Irish family, that is, Keith. One wife, two children, one up, two down. He's not. How is he going to take over with two kids and one wife?
Yes, I don't know.
Maybe
one man should explain
you that. No, Keith, let me ask you another question, Keith. Are you happy with two kids or do you want to have 20 kids to help take over? No, this is a fair question.
No, I think I'm happy because it's really hard to live in Ireland. The way things are,
you know. You got that right.
It's hard to keep to...
So the whole breeding like rabbits.
Okay,
Keith, back in Ireland in the 40s, 50s, the 60s and 70s even, Irish mothers were breeding like rabbits. So, you know... I'm saying the Irish did breed like rabbits. They had 8 and 9 and 10 kids. So, you know, we're not immune to breeding like rabbits.
See, Keith, all I'm hearing from you and people like you is a paranoia that I find a little bit sad. I find it a little bit sad that you're so... Say again?
I've done my research on them over the years.
Okay, but we have a Muslim man on the other line here, Kashif, yeah? Okay?
Can I ask a question from Keith, please, with all due respect? Can he explain what Sharia law is for me, please?
Aha, I was waiting on that one. It's a barbaric fucking law that shouldn't be in any society. That's what it is. And marries off children, unalive women who invite other people over to their houses. Sharia law should be resisted at all fucking costs. It shouldn't be allowed in any Western country. So your satanic law should be brought back over to an Islamic country where you're more fucking comfortable with and keep it out of fucking Ireland.
Does that answer your question, Kashif?
No, because Sharia law is actually, first of all, I live in a Muslim country. None, as far as I know, the only country is Saudi Arabia with the Sharia law. Most of the countries, they are Muslim majority or Muslim countries, they do not have Sharia law. They have
really? Well, sorry, can you answer this for me then, can you?
Sharia law is against
Kashif, answer that, please. Sharia law is...
against the billion trillion dollar industry, against the alcohol, against the banks to charge interest, against all other stuff that are bad for you, the taxes on your houses, extra taxes.
Bush is the mill and use take okay. over, use buy up the houses, property value falls, use buy it all up.
Keith, the man works for a living. Amanda invited him onto the show. The man works for a living. He came on, he told
him. In the Quran, ask him this. In the Quran. does it say that you have to lie to get where you are?
But it says in your Bible that you can't work on a Sunday, and you work on a Sunday, Keith. So come on, if we're going to start quoting, are we at the stage where we're going to start quoting passages from the Quran and the Bible and comparing one against the other?
They live by it. That's just the thing, they live by it.
Do you live every minute of every day by the Quran?
I wish I could.
You wish you could.
I wish I could, because I am a religious person, but not 100%.
Okay, do you want to live under Sharia law?
I mean, I don't see anything bad. If it was obligatory by the country, yes, I would. I wouldn't mind, because it prevents you from all the bad things. You know what I mean? I don't do most of it anyway. Drinking, gambling, you know.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like to see women stoned to death for adultery, would you?
No. It's not. Look. It's good in a way, because it's not that you have to directly stone to death. You need to have witnesses for that. You see, people just look at the culture instead of reading the book properly and trying to understand it. That's what I'm saying, is people look at Islam instead of looking into book, they look at people. There's culture involved in people's habits, which they relate to the religion. You know, there's a lot of things which is cultural and not through the Islam, through the book. And people do that, and people think that's Islam. I mean, for anyone to know about Islam, they have to read the book.
One final question for you, Kashif. As a Muslim living in Ireland, 20-odd years, as you said, do you feel Islamophobia on the rise in this country?
Very much, very much.
Can I ask you two more questions before you go? Just because they popped up in this conversation. Yes. Does it upset you and trigger you when we celebrate Christmas every December?
No, because I have a big Christmas tree in my house. As I said, my wife is Polish, and I have a strict Catholic. She goes every week twice to the church.
Okay.
I have never forced her to become Muslim, because our religion don't teach us to force.
No, sure.
If she's converting or reverting to Islam by her choice, she's most welcome, but we cannot force.
Okay, so you don't have a problem. In fact, Mo Salah, Adrian, who is a practicing Muslim, Liverpool footballer, every single Christmas, Mo Salah puts up a photograph on his Instagram page of his house decked out in Christmas. The man's name is Mohammed, for God's sake. You don't get more Muslim than that. Final question. Do you have a problem with celebrating Easter?
No.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
See, these guys, they take our religion wrong. They think we pray to Muhammad. No, Muhammad is a prophet, same as Jesus. Okay, we pray to God, okay? And we follow the word of God, which is written in the book, which was followed by Jesus from Adam, from Muhammad, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah? So we just follow the word of God. We don't follow Muhammad. Yes, we follow the sunnah of Muhammad that he has done. And you know what? But we only follow the word of God.
Okay, fair
enough.
Good
to talk to you, Kashif. Thanks very much.
For us, Muhammad is the same as Jesus. He's a prophet, messenger of God.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
This is for Keith. Can I read this out from Katie? Not our Katie, a different Katie, who says, all I can hear coming from these people, like Keith, is that fear, saying that it will happen here because it happened in other countries. And that's obviously what you believe, Keith. You look at things going on.
And you learn from the previous things that happened.
I know, but you heard from that Muslim man there. The two of you, actually, I'm convinced, Keith, that the two of you could actually, well, you wouldn't sit in the pub together because he probably doesn't drink, but you and Kashif could actually sit in a coffee shop together and chat about things and actually get on, because he's the complete opposite to what you think he was going to be. I mean, he's married to...
He wants to integrate, doesn't he?
What do you mean he wants to? He's living here 21 years.
There's a lot of extremists coming that wants to assimilate.
No, but
two different things.
No, but he wants to integrate. He has a Christmas tree in his gaff for Christmas. I'm sure his kids, he has two kids, I'm sure they get Easter eggs because his wife...
He's a Christian woman.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. So that's integrating.
So do you like him then?
So he's actually respecting the whole thing.
Okay, are you okay with Kashif then?
Yeah, with Kashif, yeah, because he's integrating, but you have the extremists coming fucking here. And they're the ones that you need to be worried about.
Well, we're making progress with you, Keith. You and Kashif can be for calm. I'm being serious, Adrian, by the way.
No.
The thing with a lot of, is fear and stuff like that, fear of the unknown, yeah? And just when you get to know people, you realise, like Kashif and Keith probably have a lot in common. They both work for a living. They both have kids. Muslims do not hate Christmas.
Stephen.
Morning, lads. How are you? Unfortunately, I can't get on today. Really, really busy. But just listen here. First things first, I just want to say Anthony's a fucking agent. Just the way he speaks to people is just out of control. At the end of the day, we're talking about, you know, it's an opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but the way he talks to people, he's just a clown. Secondly, I think I've lived in areas throughout Europe. I lived in Birmingham. I lived in Northwest in Copenhagen, and I've seen firsthand what Muslim areas look like and how they operate. And what I will say is it's down to a government issue. If you want to segregate a certain amount of people or a certain religion, you know, people based on the religion, et cetera, you're basically creating cesspits for these people to, you know, you've got the sleeper cells and the extremists that get in there and then they start educating the people the wrong way. I think that integration is the most important thing, and these people coming into the country, they need to be integrated into Irish society. It doesn't matter what your religion is. At the end of the day, there's extremists in every single religion across the world, across the board. But I think the main thing is that they need to be integrated into Irish society and shown the values of what us as Irish people believe in. Religion doesn't really matter at the end of the day. If you want to be Muslim, Catholic, Protestant, whatever it may be, everybody can live peaceful together and accept each other's values. I don't think there's ever going to be Sharia law in Ireland. I don't think Ireland's being taken over by Muslims. I do know that the Muslim religion is the fastest growing religion in the world, and that's simply because there's a lot of people that believe in it. You've got Muslim families tend to have a lot more kids. It's like the Irish did back in the day with Catholicism. And I just think that if we can accept them into our societies instead of looking at them the wrong way and saying, look at these Muslims, you know, I think that if we can integrate them properly into what we believe in, I don't see a reason why anyone should have a problem with that. At the end of the day, we all believe in something different. I don't believe in shit. I couldn't be arsed. I see what the Catholic Church did to people. A lot of people are kind of shying away from Catholicism now. I don't need to believe in anything. But this is what these people believe in. And I think that us as people should accept that and integrate them into our society rather than segregating them and looking at them and thinking that they're doing wrong all the time, because a lot of them aren't. There's extreme fucking factors in every religion. You know, I just think that we need to integrate rather than segregate.
All right, Stephen, that was a podcast within a podcast.
Can I also say as well, for the amount of people who were afraid of Sharia law and give evidence about Sharia law, all of you go to the United Arab Emirates for your holidays. That has Sharia law, doesn't it? Yes, the law of, let me just look that up.
Yeah, you could be right.
In Dubai, Sharia law is the fundamental part of the legal system.
Okay, but what our friend Kashif was saying is some countries have bastardized Sharia law.
Meaning what?
It's a lot more severe. It's not a true interpretation of Sharia law. There's chopping off hands and all that.
Okay,
sort of
so
stuff.
If you go to the UAE,
you're not going to have your hands chopped off, no. Damien.
Hey guys, Damien here. The reason that Coco the Clown Jonathan hears it differently is because the little white mice that are running on the conspiracy train in his head are making that much noise, he can't hear anything.
Good message, Damien. And finally, Robbie.
The same people who cry about Muslims trying to break, you know, turn this into an Islamic state seem to be perfectly okay with the Catholic Church still having a far more powerful grip on this country when we're supposed to be secular.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Robbie. Thank you all of you for your messages. And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And why not join us on our WhatsApp channel? If you'd like to, send us a WhatsApp with the words add me to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link back, and you just subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.